long free swing. The floater from 5 yards, taken up by Baker. Got it. The Eagles are in front. Couldn't have come at a better time.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Moorhead, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
He'll feed it off. Hit it in like that. He hit the shot.
And good evening and welcome to Johnson Arena in Moorhead, Kentucky. The Moorhead State Eagles will be out to add to their five-game winning streak as they face off with St. Mary of the Woods College. Hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Morales along with Drew Barnett. On paper, this game may look like a mismatch, but don't tell that to St. Mary of the Woods. The Pomeroys tested Division I opponents Valparaiso and Indiana earlier this season, and they're coming in here tonight with an upset on their minds. MSU, though, wants to keep the good times rolling. Stay tuned. We're talking with Morehead State coach Preston Spradlin in 2 minutes right here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our five banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here. All in one unique place. At Morehead State University. All to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena. Morehead State at home taking on St. Mary of the Woods. I'm Chuck Morales with MSU basketball coach Preston Spradlin. Well, Preston, your ball club right now is on a winning streak of five games, doing very, very well. What's been the key there? What things have you liked about how your team has played during the streak?
You know, I think finding different ways to win each and every game, and this is a really mature group, a really smart group of guys that do a really nice job of coming in and being efficient with their time and applying you know, scout and game plans each and every game, and you know each game's a little bit differently, and you know each opponent offers up a different challenge, and you know new habits that you have to build in a quick amount of time. And so when you've got a mature group that understands and has a great sense of urgency, they're able to come in and kind of shift gears and be able to do that between different opponents. But I think from a statistics standpoint, you know, we're really defending at a high level, which is what I like to see. Obviously, that's a staple of what we do every year. But sharing the basketball and limiting our turnovers has really been a big key throughout this stretch here. And that just allows us to showcase, you know, the good shooting team that we are. And then our ability to rebound the ball, especially on the offensive end, has certainly been a highlight for us. And, you know, we left a little bit to be desired in that category at North Alabama the other day. So we've got to really get back to that identity here tonight.
Last two games, you scored 193 points, and in the last four games, shooting 50% or better from the field. I think the last two games, almost 45% or 46% from three-point land. Your offense is really humming.
It is, you know, and you know, our guys are just really sharing the ball. You know, we talked in here, you know, probably five, six games ago, Chuck, about, you know, we're just where we're at with our team at that point in time was trying to get them to just make the extra pass and the easy play. And so, you know, credit to our guys. They've really bought in and identified and done that. And so now we're making that our identity and who we are. And that's the, you know, the reason for the offensive success right now. And guys, you know, generating, you know, quality shots for each other is always, you know, the high percentage shots are the ones that are going to go in. And just our guys recognizing, you know, who needs the ball at what spots and when to make quicker decisions and easier plays is what's really, you know, allowed our offense to get clicking.
Talk about St. Mary of the Woods, 6-3 on the year, NAIA program. That's some good players.
They do. They've got some really good players. They've got some real offensive firepower. When you talk about, you know, the ability to score the ball, they're at 85 points per game, and they've got a really good record. They're going to play extremely fast. They're going to push the ball on makes and misses. They're going to spread you out. You know, they're going to really drive the basketball. They're going to test your ability to stay in front. They're going to test your ability to go from being on the ball to off the ball and helping each other out. And you know, we're going to have to really come hooked up, ready to guard this team. And consequently, they're a really good rebounding team. You know, they have twice as many offensive rebounds as their opponents. And that's not an easy stat to accomplish right there when you go and get 120 and you're only giving up 60. You know, that means that they really attack the offensive glass. And then they do a great job playing physical on the defensive end and limiting their opponents to one tough shot now. So we're going to have our hands full tonight with this group here in Johnson Arena.
That's MSU coach Preston Spradlin. I'm Chuck Mraz. More in 2 minutes on the Eagle Sports Network.
This is Gene Porter.
And Julia Porter.
Of the Porter Group Insurance Agency. Wishing you all a very Merry Christmas.
And a joyous New Year.
Please remember the reason for the season and enjoy your time with your family and friends.
We are the Porter Group Insurance Agency. You can reach us at 606-780-1387 for an appointment. Spanish-speaking services also available. Find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children. Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Hear that? Is that America cheering? Or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Drew Barnett, Morehead State at home, a five-game winning streak, and the Eagles are taking on St. Mary of the Woods. The Pomeroys under head coach Jesse McClung in his first season with St. Mary of the Woods, a record of 6-3, 4-2 on the road. Last year, the Pomeroys under a different head coach, 10-17, 5-13 in the River States Conference. Yes, they are an NAIA school. They come in with a two-game winning streak, knocking off Indiana Southeast on December 5th, 73-68 at home. One thing to point out, St. Mary did not bring four of its starting players and a couple of their key reserves, and we're not exactly sure why, but we'll give you the starting lineup for St. Mary. Five guards make up this squad. The first guard is Damaris Merriweather, a 6-foot junior from Indianapolis, averaging 8 points, 2.5 rebounds. The second guard is Blake Welly, a 6'7 senior from Santa Cruz, California, averaging 1.5 points and 1.5 rebounds per ball game. The third guard, Dakota Sampson, 6'8 junior from Mineral Wells, West Virginia. The other two players starting for the Pomeroys, Tariq Dixon and Greg Jenkins. Jenkins, a 6'2 junior from Indianapolis, averaging 12 points, over 4 rebounds a game. As for Dixon, 6'1 senior from Gary, Indiana, averaging just above 6 points and 1.4 rebounds a game. He was a starter last season for the Pomeroys, the lone returning starter for this ball club this season. Morehead State, as we mentioned, has won 5 straight. That last victory coming on Sunday at North Alabama, 86-77. Eagles off to their best start in 10 years at 7-3, 5-0, by the way, at home. Morehead State has won 10 straight on its home floor. Starting lineup, like it's been for the last several games, 3 guards, 2 forwards. The point guard, Drew Thelwell, 6'3 senior from Orlando, Florida, averaging 12.5 points, 2.5 rebounds, 4.2 assists per ball game. The second guard, Jordan Lathan, 6'4 graduate student from Grandview, Missouri, averaging almost 13 points and 6 rebounds a game. The third guard, Khalil Thomas, 6'5 graduate student from New Orleans, averaging just about 11 points and 4.5 rebounds per game. The forwards, Riley Minix and Deontay Miles. Minix, a 6'7 graduate student from Vero Beach, Florida, averaging just about 17 points a game and over 8 rebounds. Miles, 7 foot, 240-pound graduate student from Walton, Kentucky, averaging just about 6 points and 6 rebounds. Looking for our officials in this ball game. We can find them.
Did all three of them show up?
They all showed up.
Okay.
All right. And they are Blake Harris, John Garrett, and Grant Tyler. Morehead State taking on St. Mary of the Woods College. We'll come back with more from Johnson Arena here on the Eagles Sports Network.
Go-To Solutions and Line X of Morehead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with Value Guard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Morehead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Morehead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Morehead wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas.
Back at Johnson Arena. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Drew Barnett. Drew, I think some of the lights have not come back on in here.
Yeah.
After the spotlight introductions for Morehead State.
So everything kind of off to, a shaky start.
To say the least.
Yeah.
Well, while we have a moment, we'll step aside for 10 seconds and station identification. This is the Eagle Sports Network. Chuck Mraz along with Drew Barnett as we wait for the start of this game, as we're having the introductions of the players. Kind of a sparse crowd tonight. School is out at Morehead State, so the students not on campus. And, of course, they're playing an NAIA team that has not brought many of its key players. So, yeah, understandably so, not a lot of excitement among the faithful here in Moorhead.
Yeah, the good news is that they did get the lights to come back on, most of them anyway. So there shouldn't be a delay. But, yeah, that was sort of – we learned about that, Chuck, just a few minutes ago, that – four of their regular players aren't going to be here. You look at St. Mary's of the Woods, they typically have an eight-man rotation. Four of the eight aren't here. We're not really sure why. And when you look at what they've done this season, you know, they're 6-3 overall, played Valpo pretty competitive, a D1 school, played Indiana State, who's having a great year. You know, they didn't they lost rather handily, but, I mean, they did play them. So, and most of their losses have – other losses have been – you know, competitive games against top 25 NAIA schools. So you were kind of looking forward to see what they were going to bring tonight, but what they didn't bring was four of their regular eight-man rotation.
Included in that, their best player, Kobe Barnes, a guy who transferred in from SIU Edwardsville, where he played 15 games and averaged a couple of points a contest last year. Prior to that, he was at John A. Logan Community College in Southern Illinois, and before that, two seasons at Indiana State. He was a highly recruited high school player, and he is the best player for the Pomeroys, averaging almost 23 points and just over 8 rebounds a game. That's a big hole all by itself, not to mention the other four starters, Greg Johnson, Chaz Birchfield, and Sean Tapulo not being here.
Yeah, so... and a game like this, if you're an NAIA school, I think it's a chance for you to kind of show out against a Division I team in a Division I arena in the transfer-heavy market that is the modern-day basketball. It may be a chance to get noticed by a D1 school and maybe have a D1 opportunity. You know, we've certainly had Riley Minix and other guys that have played at the NAIA level. So you kind of wonder, you know, it's kind of a shame for somebody that's having that good of a year to miss out on this opportunity. And, again, we don't know why. It could have been for a legitimate reason. We don't know.
It is finals week at St. Mary of the Woods College, and maybe it has something to do with that. But, again, no one really has informed us as to what or why this is going on.
Yeah. Well, when you look at this game, Chuck, I guess the diplomatic way, I feel confident tonight. I like our chances.
Morehead State wearing the home white uniforms. I do, too. Royal blue numbers and letters and gold trim along with some royal blue trim. Navy blue traveling uniforms for St. Mary with baby blue numbers and letters and some white trim. Morehead State will travel left to right on your radio dial as we get set to start here at Johnson Arena. From here, Morehead State will look ahead to action next Tuesday, a much tougher opponent on the road. They'll be playing Big Ten foe Indiana at 6:30 Tuesday night before wrapping up the pre-Christmas schedule on Thursday night at home against Alice Lloyd College.
Yeah.
So, and everyone set. Sampson in the center circle for St. Mary along with Morehead State's Deontay Miles. As the place buzzes with enthusiasm.
Yes, it's...
opening tap control line, Morehead State.
I can't handle the electricity in here.
Fellwell wide left and Minix coming out. Minix to Miles, popping to the top of the key to the far side, Thomas. Left block, Minix spins to the baseline on Sampson, gets two men to go up in the air, lays it up and in. 2-0, Morehead State.
Yeah. And again, in sort of a man-switch defense, but Morehead State, no trouble getting into the post and getting the easy basket.
Welly, high right, got it to the cutting Sampson, baseline hook and a miss. Rebound tapped in the air, Lathan to himself inside the lane. Gets away from Jenkins to the trailing Thomas, far side. Thelwell for a catch and shoot three, got it. 5-0, Morehead State.
Yeah, about 45 seconds in.
Merriweather wide left to Jenkins. Jenkins works it to his right, to the right elbow, and to the near side, kicks it out to Sampson. Up top behind him, Merriweather around for a three, and he knocks it down.
Yeah. So, the Woods, not a bad three-point shooting team on the season. Not great, but over 30%, and a couple guys that are shooting near 40.
They're averaging 86 points a contest.
Yeah.
5-3, Morehead State, down the floor, the Eagles. Thomas from the left side for a triple, bangs it off the rim, no. Right baseline rebound, Miles, they resit straight away. Minix for a three, spins out and back in again. Riley with five to lead all scores. It's 8-3 MSU. Jenkins down the right sideline, cutting left toward the top of the key, driving on Minix. The running one-hander from seven, it's in.
That was a nice-looking pull-up jumper, one-handed shot there.
8-5 MSU. Fell well at the left hash, cuts right, keeps the basketball, back out to Miles, a bounce coming around left to right between the circles. Thomas to the far side in the corner. Catch and shoot three, Lathan air ball. Minix has it, though. He'll turn to his left, go up and under, blocked away, knocked down, whistle foul. He'll get a couple of free throws. I think that foul's going to go on Welly.
Right. So Morehead State so far scoring or getting to the line on every offensive possession.
First foul of the game to St. Mary of the Woods, Blake Welly, the 6'7 senior. So Minix line right, where he's 85% on the season. Well, he's actually at both lines he does that.
Yeah.
Hits his first free throw, and it's 6 points for him. And it's 9-5, Morehead State by four. Minix pounds it down, looks up, right-hand push, second one also good. Minix with seven. 10-5, Morehead State backs up inside the half-court line to defend. Merriweather cuts to his left, top of the key. Left to right comes Jenkins straight away. Long three put up and missed by Dixon. Floor rebound, baseline left, Lathan and Morehead State. Lathan penetrates left of the lane. Kick out far side, fell well straight away. Thomas, he'll jack the three, spins out. No offensive rebound, Miles. And we've got a foul inside against St. Mary. This is again against Welly, his second. Quickly, and both fouls of the ball game belong to Blake Welly of the Woods.
Yeah, and St. Mary's with five guards on the floor right now doesn't match up very well against Deontay Miles in the post.
Foul on the floor, a change for St. Mary's, and we'll talk about it in a second as Morehead State works the offense. Thelwell, left side, Thomas, left elbow, Miles down low, Minix in traffic, takes once, twice, puts it up and in. Riley Minix off to a great start offensively, 9 points. Morehead up 12-5. Merriweather pitches it back to the right hash. Jenkins a bounce back out front to Dixon. Dixon down the right arc a ways, hands it at the sideline. Merriweather off the screen from Jesse Burdick, who just came in, and he drains a three.
So the Woods hitting some shots. That's their second three they've been able to drain. So they have been able to be effective against that matchup defense that Morehead's throwing at them.
Merriweather with six. Morehead State up 12-8, plays offense. Far side, Thomas. One bounce to his right. Out front, he goes to Thelwell. He'll curl around the arc down low. There's Miles up for the layup with the two hands. Blocked away off the glass and off the rim. No good, but he'll be fouled and be at the free throw line for two shots. And pick up who the foul is on as Deontay Miles, 6 of 10 at the line for the season, stands in. Free throw line to our right. It goes against Sampson. Yeah. His first, third on the Pomeroys.
And one of the areas that where his game could improve is free throw shooting. Let's see.
Big lefty with the first one up. Line drive, clank off the back of the rim. No. A little too strong.
Yeah.
You know, 6 of 11 on the year. But from the field, he's 70%. His field goal shooting is much better than his free throw shooting.
It is.
Second one by Miles on the way. This one rattles out too.
Yeah.
Rebound, St. Mary.
And you see that sometimes. Somebody that's just a very effective post player just can't hit it from the free throw line.
Burdick got it to Merriweather. Merriweather trying to push off on Lathan out front. Tries to find a screen from Sampson, high right. Lathan drops off. Now shoot the three. In and out. No. Right block rebound. High in the air. One hand. Thomas grabs it. The Thelwell. Drew. Baseline left. Minix open. Again the fake. The layup try. Blocked away. Saved it in. Out to the far side. Lathan to the corner. Minix. Riley, the set shot three, curls out, no good. Rebound slapped away, out of bounds, baseline right by Thomas, and it will be St. Mary's basketball. Warren State should dominate on the glass at both ends.
Yeah, they really should.
12-8, the Eagles on top and defending. Out front, Dixon working on Lathan. Check that, Thomas steps left, fires a three and misses it. Rebound, Minix. He'll do it himself. Left of the logo to the offensive end. Comes in free throw line all the way coast to coast. Right hand layup, it's in.
St. Mary's just not getting in any sort of defensive set there. Riley Minix is taking it coast to coast, pretty much uncontested.
He's got 11 points. Far side, Burdick. He's open. He'll fire a three ball. Side of the rim, no. Left block rebound, Miles and Morehead State. To Thelwell down the floor, left sideline, Thomas. He'll go to the corner with it. Bring it back out to Thelwell, left to the logo, inside the hash to Thomas, left block Minix. Riley spins to the baseline, hands it back to Miles in the lane, dropped it, got it back, lays it up and in, but I think he was fouled before he was able to get the shot away.
Foul there on
Merriweather.
On Merriweather, who was inverted when he committed that foul. Sort of ended up with his feet in the air.
First personal on Demarius Merriweather for St. Mary of the Woods, number four. That takes us to a media timeout. 15:31 to go in the first half at Johnson Arena. Your score, Morehead State 14, St. Mary of the Woods College 8. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Morehead and Rowland County, Kentucky. Go to visitmorehead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Morehead has something for everyone. Dine-in, carry-out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids' menu. On Wing of Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Morehead. Call 606-783-0467.
Morehead State on top of St. Mary of the Woods College, 14-8 with 15:31 left to go in the first half at Johnson Arena. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Drew Barnett. Let's go by the numbers thanks to Whitaker Bank. MSU 5 of 10 from the field. St. Mary of the Woods 3 of 8. They've made a couple of threes. Morehead State has done the same thing. MSU 2 of 4 at the line. St. Mary of the Woods has not shot a free throw. 9-2 rebounding. Morehead State with the advantage there. Turnovers, not one yet in the ballgame. But St. Mary of the Woods has made some changes. They sent in Mason Brown at one spot, and also Andre Irvin, a Tiffin transfer, a 5'9 sophomore from Galena, Ohio. Morehead State offensive end, 20 to shoot, high left. Lathan, wide right to Ricks, who came in for MSU. Free throw line, Miles, a bounce to his left, looks for help. Coming up the sideline, far side, Lathan for the basketball, 10 to shoot. Dump inside to Miles, tipped it up in the air, went over the back of a St. Mary's player, missed the shot, but the rebound, Burdick, and here comes St. Mary's. St. Mary's, Irvin controls high left. Back out front to Dixon. Coming out left to right for it, Irvin, he'll retreat to the timeline on George Marshall, who's also in there for Morehead State. Now, a shot, a three by Irvin, wide right, missed it. Morehead State floor rebound, Marshall, cross court, right sideline offensive end, Lathan. Comes to the block to the goal, feeds it off the glass with one handed in. First points of the evening for Jordan Lathan, who over his last four ball games averaged 21 points a contest.
Yeah, and again, St. Mary's trying to draw a charge there, but no whistle. 16-8 Morehead State.
MSU playing man-to-man up by eight toward the left side. Malik Tansmore. He'll drive around to the right of the lane, trying to put up a shot over the top of Miles, who fouls him, missed it off the side of the glass, and he'll be at the line for a couple of shots. Tansmore is a 6'3" junior from Indianapolis, averaging just about 3 points a game. And for Tansmore, this will be his first free throw chance of the season. Two shots here. Stands in line left. Launching the first one, strange rotation that hits the iron, hits the glass off the rim, and no good.
It looked like that had front spin, Chuck, instead of back spin. It was an odd-looking shot.
Coming in for Morehead State from Miles will be Zach Iemi. That's the first Morehead State foul, by the way. Second free throw, up, miss. Left block rebound, Lathan, Morehead State. Bad rotation, bad result. Lathan at the near wing. Swings it out front on the dribble. Left of the lane, jump feed, far side, Ricks, he'll try to angle in, he'll turn, come down the lane, drive it, Put it up, no. Offensive rebound, Iami. Put back baseline left with a left hand, it's in.
Nice job there by Iami to take the lead out to double digits here, 18-8 with 14 minutes to play in the half.
Offensive end, Tansmore, control, stops high right. Looks like he's open. Now he just realized it and fired one from about 20 feet and missed it. Burdick knocks the ball away from Leifton, who got the rebound. Out of bounds at the Morehead State bench, and they'll give it back to the blue and gold.
Yeah.
So Minix will inbound, far sideline. He's on a pace to score nearly 100 points.
Yeah.
So far, he's got 11.
Yeah.
And we still have 13:54 left to go in the first half. MSU by 10. Also in for St. Mary is Braden Eddington. He just came in. It's his second game of the season. Rick's to Minix. Down low, Marshall threw it inside the lane. Knocked away by Burdick. Stolen away by Urban. St. Mary with it. Burdick open at the left side. Tries to back it to the paint. Turns, lost it. Stolen away. Minix. Alley-oop to Marshall, who tapped it up. Missed the shot. Baseline left off the glass, off the rim. Knockdown, whistle, foul. He'll get a couple of free throws.
Yeah.
And that foul will belong to Mason Brown.
Yeah, a good pass there by Riley up to George. George can't quite get all the way up to the rim, so it was a funny-looking alley-oop, but it was effective. He can get closer to it than I can, though, Chuck.
But that's not the key. You're not on the team. He is. Marshall with a free throw. His first one up and in. He's on the board. And Morehead State sending Fellwell back in. And for the first time tonight, we'll see the freshman, Jerome Morton, from Winchester, Kentucky, averaging 2 points and a rebound and a half. Marshall with a second one, eyes it, shoots it, makes it.
Good job there by George, knocking down the free throws.
20-8, Morehead State leads. Backs inside the half-court line to defend. Urban across the timeline through the emblem. Works it toward the right hash, back to his left toward the top of the key. High left to Tansmore coming around for the three ball is Mason Brown, and he knocks it down.
Yeah.
His first points.
20-11, so they are getting some good looks from the outside, the Woods are.
Morehead by nine, plays offense as Iami a bounce toward the left elbow to Thelwell, back to the far sideline. Ricks fades, fires a triple. Side of the rim, no, baseline left, rebound Marshall. He'll retreat to the corner, spin around and fire the three swish.
George Marshall, two free throws, a rebound, and a three. Nice sequence for him.
Yeah. And saw he was open, took the shot, yeah. Hit it.
And we would like to see him just be able to contribute more minutes and throughout the season. He'll get his minutes tonight.
23-11, Morehead State leads. 12:30 left to go now. Burdick, high right, takes a feed and fires. Missed that three ball, knocked away out of the hands of Ricks by Eddington, and I think they are going to give that ball back to St. Mary.
Yeah, it looked like Ricks just kind of wasn't able to corral it, lost it out of bounds, so it'll be St. Mary's ball right under the basket.
Inbounding with 20 to shoot, it comes to the right side to Tansmore, tries to get to the baseline on Marshall, they bump. Now he gets tangled up with Iami and Marshall, and a whistle and a Morehead State foul. And that's going to go on Iami for Zach, number one, for MSU, number two. Shot clock rewound to 20, baseline right. Andre Urban with the Pomeroy inbound. Looking underneath, can't find anyone. To the right wing, he goes to Tansmore. Plays it down on Marshall, backs up, fires from 21. Rebound knocked away, Eddington took it away. Goes baseline right to the block, fakes, puts up the shot, off the glass, off the rim, no whistle. Foul, he'll get a couple of free throws.
Nice hustle there by Eddington. Like, to get in there and get the rebound, you know, three Morehead State players just sort of looking at it and then getting a second chance point or potential second chance points from the line.
First foul on Eddie Ricks is Morehead State's third. Eddington is line left for two. First one up. Front of the rim and a miss.
So
Khalil
Mary,
Thomas back in for Morehead State, replacing Marshall, who had, as you mentioned, a very nice sequence.
Yeah, St. Mary's normally a really good free throw shooting team. 0 for 3 tonight, 1 for 4 now.
Eddington makes the second one. And here comes Thelwell the other way. Eagles lead 23-12. High right, Thelwell turns left off the screen for Miami. Backs it out, high right. Ricks for three. Off the glass and nothing else. Floor rebound left to the lane. Urban weaving through traffic. Down the left sideline to Tansmore. Stops at the arc as he's cut off by Ricks. He'll turn it left to the top of the key. Near side, Eddington. 20 on the shot clock. Eddington works on Rick's big size mismatch there. Crossover dribble got to the hole. Fell down, threw it to the corner to Brown.
Yeah.
And I think that Brown was standing on the bounds when he caught the pass. He was. Turnover for St. Mary of the Woods, and that takes us to immediate timeout. 11:40 left to go in the first half at Johnson Arena. Morehead State 23, St. Mary of the Woods College 12. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Morehead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Your glass installed the right way.
Merry Christmas from Hinton Mills. To best serve you before and after the holiday closing, as always, we ask that you call at least 24 hours in advance for feed deliveries. Thanks so much for your continued support and for allowing us the opportunity to earn your business again this year. We appreciate you continuing to make Hinton Mills part of the unique story of your family farm. Best wishes from our team and families for a blessed Christmas full of faith, family, friends, and farming. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
11:40 left to go in the first half at Johnson Arena, where Morehead State leads St. Mary of the Woods College 23-12. I'm Chuck Mraz with Drew Barnett. We'll go by the number, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. Morehead State right now shooting from the field, 50% of 8 of 16. St. Mary, 31%, 4 of 13. When you talk about rebounds, Morehead State dominating there, 14-5, and turnovers, 2-2.
Yeah, and Morehead State, you would expect that they would dominate the glass with no real post presence at all for St. Mary's.
Morehead State will inbound backcourt near side. Toward the corner, Ricks drops it into Thelwell. Drew on the drive down the left wing, hands it there, coming back toward Thomas. Straight away, Ricks toward the left elbow, coming out toward Minix. Got it to Morton toward the far corner. Thelwell back to the corner. Morton for three, got it, his first triple of the season.
Yeah.
After 12 misses.
Yeah. Nice looking shot there by Jerome.
That had to feel good for him.
Yeah, it did.
Urban wide left to Tansmore. He'll work it down low. Brown wraparound layup, partially blocked by Morton. Thelwell had it for a moment, then gave it to Minix. Threw the logo down central to the right hash. Thelwell. Drew pounds it down left hand. Bounce out front, Minix. Minix. Wants Thomas. He'll come around left to right for the handoff. He'll drive, scoop, off the glass and in. Khalil with his first two. Morehead up 28-12. Urban the other way. Driving the paint. Got around two Eagles and a shot's blocked by Minix. Taken down by Ricks. Ahead to Morton. Jerome, stutter step, takes it to the lane. Kick out right side. Thelwell near corner. Thomas wide open for three. Yes.
And Khalil, a great looking shot there, just right from the baseline. St. Mary's has tried to drive the basket and had no success at all. Most of their points coming from the three-point line or the free-throw line.
Thomas with 5, 31-12 in favor of the Eagles. Urban at the left arc on Thelwell. Turns it right. Comes top of the key, far side. Brown launching from 30. Side of the rim, three ball wouldn't go. Right block, rebound. Tansmore, he'll turn at the baseline, try a 10-footer. Uh-uh. Left block. Eddington had it, fell down, got the ball to Brown. Trying to throw it inside. The Burdick missed connections there. Ball out of bounds. Turnover for the Pomeroys.
Yeah, Eddington, not a lot of size, but he's managed to get a couple of rebounds. He hustles.
Full-scale hockey line change for St. Mary's as they send Merriweather, Jenkins, Dixon, Welly, and Sampson back in. Thelwell brings it down on the post across the timeline. Works on Merriweather between the circles. Man-to-man they are. Coming right to left to the far side. Layton, 21 to shoot. Jordan on the drive to scoop. It'll go off the glass and through. Boy, tough shot in traffic.
Yeah,
Jordan Lathan. He's got four. MSU up 33-12. Jenkins, far sideline. Got it off to Merriweather. Drives in. Missed the shot. Rebound Morehead State. Thomas, right corner, wide open. Lathan, fadeaway three. Bangs it off the heel of the iron. That rebound, Jenkins. He'll do it himself up the right sideline to the offensive end. Trying to work a screen. High left to Dixon. Dixon driving on Minix. Back to Jenkins, wide right. Jenkins penetrates free throw line on Thelwell. Turns, and he walked with it before he put the shot up and in from the free throw line.
Yeah. And again, St. Mary's just can't get anything going, you know, in trying to create any sort of shot other than shooting over the defense from beyond the arc. I mean, whenever they've tried to drive the lane, they've just been erased.
33-12, Morehead State on top. Playing offense, wide right. Thelwell curls off a screen from Miles. Back high right to Minix. Fakes, goes toward the corner near side to Lathan. He'll run to the baseline, fire it from seven. Off the heel of the iron twice and a miss and a rebound. Dixon for St. Mary.
Good rebound by Dixon there on the defensive end.
He'll curl off a screen. High left from Sampson, near side. Dixon got the ball from Jenkins. Now pass inside, knocked away at the baseline from Welly, out of bounds. Minix was guarding the guy with the ball, and Lathan came over to help and knocked the ball loose, but it will be on the inbound St. Mary basketball. 16 to shoot as Jenkins puts the ball in play. And Jenkins has his inbound, batted right back out of bounds by Minix, who's right in his face.
And Jenkins kind of got away with a walk there. He's moving his feet. They're not supposed to move, but it doesn't matter.
He'll try to inbound again. Throws it all the way into the backcourt with a baseball feed. Tracked down by Merriweather as he comes back to the timeline. 11 to shoot. Stops at the right hash. Crossover dribble between the legs. Dribble to the right of the lane on Lathan. Trying to find a shot. 5-4 on the shot clock. Straight away, Sampson. 2 to shoot, 1 to shoot. He fires just as the shot clock runs out. Missed it. In and out. Lathan pulls down the rebound for Morehead State. He'll bring it himself across the timeline and work between the circles. Far side, back up the sideline, Thomas. Down low to Minix. Minix outside the left block. Wide left, Thomas with a long three. Put it on the board.
Yeah, and Khalil Thomas was out by Beaker on that one. And here's a quick three by St. Mary's that goes airballing out of bounds.
Yeah, Dixon missed everything from the right wing from about 27 feet. And the airball sails out of bounds right back to Morehead State. Eagles on top, 36-12, 8:04 to go until halftime. Khalil Thomas with 8 points in the ballgame. Thelwell runs the right arc, leaves it for Lathan coming back. Lathan alley-oops it down low to Miles, and he'll stuff it home.
And that will be there as much as Morehead State decides they want it. They will always be able to score in the paint tonight.
First 2 points for Deontay. Morehead State up 38-12. Jenkins on the drive around Thomas into Miles. Comes baseline left, blocked from behind by Miles, but coming up with it, Merriweather. He'll turn right, fire the one-hand five-footer. Miles had the rebound, knocked out of his hands by Jenkins, but the Eagles will get it back to inbound. Baseline right, and they'll do that when we return because we have a media timeout. 7:31 remains in the first half here at Johnson Arena. Morehead State 38, St. Mary's of the Woods College 12. I'm Chuck Mraz with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Your holiday grocery shopping just got easier this week with the low, low prices you'll find at Allen's IGA in Moorhead. USDA bone-in turkey breast is just $2.49 a pound. The large 52-ounce carton of Florida's natural orange juice is only $2.99. Two large 40-ounce cans of Bruce's cutting yams are just $6. And Marie Callender pies are specially priced at only $5.99. Everyone at Allen's IGA would like to wish you a happy holiday season. IGA.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Well, the Moorhead State Eagles are looking for win number 6 in a row, and things are looking good right now for that to happen. With 7:31 left to go in the first half at Ellis Johnson Arena, MSU on top of St. Mary of the Woods College, 38-12. As we talked about, the Pomeroys did not bring 4 of their starters and a couple of their key reserves, and no idea why, but they're not here, and without them, they're playing a lot of their backup guys tonight, and I think paying the price for it.
Yeah, and they're just completely overwhelmed. But their scoring is they have the 3 3-pointers, the free throw, and 1 other field goal. Nothing in the paint. Every time they've tried to go in there, they've either had a shot blocked or altered. I don't even think they've had any shots hit the rim in the paint, much less go in.
Jerome Morton has come in for Moorhead State. Zach Iami along with George Marshall, Thelwell, and Ricks also out there for MSU. Thelwell bounces it to the near side, coming around for it. Mort back out straightaway. Marshall turns off a screen from Iami to his left. Far sideline, Thelwell, and back out straightaway. Marshall, 14 to shoot down the right arc. Crossover dribble to the free throw line. High left, Morton, 10 to shoot. Far side, Thelwell, 8 to shoot. Pass left block, Iami turns, gets it to the goal, puts up a shot, missed it, got his own rebound. Triple team, baseline right, puts it home. And I think they're going to call him for a charge, so no basket.
Yeah.
They do.
That is second foul on contact, yeah. But they did call an offensive foul.
Team foul 4 on MSU. 7 minutes to go until halftime. 38-12. Moorhead State by 26 as St. Mary comes across the offensive to the offensive end. Right hash Jenkins controls. Curls left. Wide left Sampson. Down the near wing Dixon at the arc. He'll swing right. Turn into a 20-footer and knock it down for 2.
So, nice-looking pull-up jumper there by St. Mary's. This goes in. Came off the screen and nailed it.
His first points, 38-14, MSU. Ricks, a bounce to his left, picks it up and back out to Iami between the circles. Wide right, fell well, down low, Ricks. Ricks, double and triple team, fade, 5-footer. Heel of the iron, front of the rim, and good.
Yeah, that pass went through a lot of traffic to get into the paint, and that's one of the things you want to watch out for in a game like this. You don't want to get used to bad habits because you're not going to be able to get away with that next week.
Eddie's first 2 give Moorhead State the 40-14 advantage. Merriweather up top on Ricks, wide right, Sampson, catch and shoot 3, side of the iron, no. Right block rebound, Ricks down the far sideline in the offensive end to Thelwell ahead of him. To the right corner, Morton. And steps out of bounds. She tried to take off down the baseline, and when he caught the pass, that left heel was across the sideline.
It's just on the line there.
Moorhead State turnover, number 4.
Correction.
5:58 to go. Moorhead State dropping inside the timeline to play defense as Jenkins comes through the emblem to the offensive end, working on Jerome Morton, behind the back dribble, down the right side to the baseline, tries to get to the goal, backs up, turns, fires a 12-footer. Uh-oh. Whistle and foul, Moorhead State.
Yeah, I think they're going to get an over-the-back foul here.
Ricks.
Yeah. And St. Mary's actually managing to get position on the offensive glass right there to draw the over-the-back foul.
Second foul on Eddie on the floor. Baseline left, new 20 on the shot clock, inbound. Jenkins to Sampson, down low to Jenkins, baseline right, put up by Welly, blocked away by Iami. Marshall with it, cross court, down low, Thelwell at the baseline, can't find a shot, high right, catch and shoot 3 for Marshall. Rims off, no good, baseline right, rebound tip, Morton back along the side to Marshall, straight away Thelwell, far side Ricks. Ricks spin move, got to the block to the paint, turns, 7-foot fadeaway, off the iron twice, a miss, rebound knocked away out of bounds, and I think we may have gotten Zach Iami climbing the back for a foul. We did, and Zach now has 3 personals here in the first half. He'll have to come out in favor of Deontay Miles, who has 1.
Right, and then 2, picked up 2 there pretty quickly, both over the back. And do we have a media timeout?
No media timeout, but a timeout taken by St. Mary of the Woods College. That will leave them with 4.
Yeah.
They want to regroup down 40-14.
Yeah.
And Look at their shooting right now, and it's 5 of 26 from the field, 19.2%, 3 of 12 outside the arc, 1 of 4 at the line. Morehead State, on the flip side, 15 of 28 from the floor, nearly 54%, 6 of 14 from three-point land, 4 of 6 at the line. Rebounding right now to MSU 23-10. The Eagles also with 8 offensive boards. Turnovers right now, 5-4 MSU.
Yeah. And then another thing, Morehead State with 5 blocks in the game so far. So
MSU will back up on defense as Jenkins brings it down with a left-hand dribble. Switch to the right as he crosses the midcourt stripe. Inside the right hash, Merriweather. Turns off the screen from Sampson. Back to the right side. Sampson, a three ball off the glass, nothing else. Welly the rebound. Left hand put back, partially blocked by Ricks. Taken down by Miles. Fellwell with it. Weaving through traffic to the far corner to Marshall. Double teamed and trapped there. Clears it out to Fellwell. Cross court. Ricks near side. Wide open. Morton for three. Got it.
Yeah, so Jerome with a couple of threes in this game. After, as you said, going 0 for 12 coming into it. So hopefully he can build his confidence up.
He's got 6, 43-14, Morehead State. Up top with a dribble, Merriweather. Nearly had it trapped on his hip. He'll fire up an 18-footer. Missed it on the air ball. Wide left, falls down where he's helped up by Marshall near the logo.
Yeah.
And changes for both teams. Minix checking back in for Morehead State along with Lathan. And it looks like that full-scale hockey line change for St. Mary's as they've got Tansmore, Irvin, Burdick, Brown, and Eddington back in there.
Yeah, well, this is different. St. Mary's most of the year with a regular 8-man rotation going deep into their bench tonight, as is Morehead State.
43-14 MSU with 4:34 to go in the half. Lathan brings it to the right arc. Marshall. He'll curl up top, free throw line, far corner, Minix. Down the baseline comes Riley, cut off by Tansmore. Double and triple team, puts up the layup, rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound to the right sideline, rolls to Irvin. He'll run by two MSU players, down low, got it to Tansmore, wraparound layup try, it's good over Minix.
So I believe that's their first point in the paint, Chuck, of the entire game.
Tansmore's first bucket makes it 43-16. Morehead State with a comfortable lead. Lathan, head of the key, works the dribble on Brown. High right, Minix to the near corner, and Marshall. Cross court, wide left, and now straight away, Morton for three. Front of the rim, no. Offensive rebound, Miles. Dribbles out of trouble, back to the near side. Marshall tripped up by Irvin, and Irvin picks up his first foul. And for the Pomeroys, that will be number 5, and they've got number 6. And that takes us to immediate timeout. 3:48 to go in the first half here at LSD Johnson Arena in Morehead, Kentucky. I'm Chuck Morales with Drew Barnett. Morehead State 43, St. Mary of the Woods College 16. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Morehead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Morehead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Morehead State on top over St. Mary's of the Woods College, 43-16. I'm Chuck Mraz with Drew Barnett. We have 3 minutes and 48 seconds left to go on the first half. And we just talked about it. St. Mary of the Woods scoring its first basket in the paint only moments ago. They're shooting just 20% in this game. Morehead State is, as you might imagine by the score, dominated play at both ends. MSU sending out Morton, Thomas, Miles, Lathan, and Minix. That means point guard for MSU will be Jordan Lathan. Right hash inbound, 20 on the shot clock after the foul on Eddington. Jerome Morton for MSU. Back to the line, right at the logo to Lathan on the catch. Right side popping out, Thomas. Thomas looking down low. Top of the key, Minix turns, faces up, fires a three and missed it. Right block, rebound, Thomas back to the cutting. Minix who slams it down. Minix with 13. That was really good presence of mind by Thomas to see Minix coming down the lane by himself.
And Morehead State continues to extend their lead.
And now, foul by Morton at the other end on Tansmore, who is trying to work off a screen. Number seven on Morehead State, Morton with his first personal, and now line left for 1+1 is St. Mary's Malik Tansmore. Missed two free throws earlier, has a field goal and 2 points. 3:22 until the break. First free throw up in a helicopter rotation. He still makes it. He missed the first two with that same rotation. I mean, it goes right to left sideways on that rotation.
Instead of the back spin, it's sort of a side spin. Like you know, it's the same spin that if you were like a Globetrotter spinning it on his finger.
Yeah.
It's just a sort of...
Looks like a cut fastball.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do that. That is just an odd-looking shot.
He does it again. This time it's in and out. No good. Lathan the rebound for Morehead. Lathan up top, driving right block. Near corner, wide open. Fellwell, a catch and shoot three that missed, but Morehead State with a foul as they knock down a Pomeroy player.
I believe that's the third or fourth offensive foul on Morehead State. If St. Mary's has done anything, it's draw offensive fouls.
Didn't see who the foul was on. We'll try to pick it up in just a moment. But for Morehead State, that was foul number 8. Offensive end Burdick works for St. Mary. Driving into Miles at the right block. Got him in the air. Threw up a wild shot, but he traveled with it. It wouldn't have counted anyway. That foul was on Jordan Lathan, by the way. And for Jordan, that was just his first. Against some pressure, Minix inbounds to Thelwell. He'll come up on Urban, who backpedals at the timeline. Thelwell turns it left. Left of the key, wide right, Minix. He'll move in free throw line. Jump feed, wide left. Thelwell angles in. Down inside to Miles off his knee, and Urban picks it off for St. Mary of the Woods. He'll take it coast to coast. Baseline right to Brown. Blocked by Lathan, though. Rolls to the far sideline. We're saving it in. Minix, cross court, right sideline, midcourt, Lathan. Lathan, crossover dribble, baseline left. Left hand scoop and score.
Yeah, and that's the 6th block for Morehead State. And again, that one coming out of transition.
And now a steal at the other end by Thelwell. 47-17 Morehead. Now MSU turns it over at the other end. Eddington running up the steps at the other end after saving the ball in and stealing it. Now he's back into play.
Eddington is fun to watch. He hustles.
High right, Burdick. A fake on Miles. Comes baseline. Turns to his left. Faith puts it up. Blocked by Miles. Taken off by Lathan. Morehead with it. Lathan at midcourt had it knocked away. It rolls out of bounds at the St. Mary of the Woods College bench. And they'll say it's a turnover on Morehead State. So give it back to the Pomeroys.
Yeah. I mean, if there's a Charlie Hustle Award to be given out, I think it's tonight. He's been everywhere.
He was in the cheap seats and had to run all the way back down the floor to catch up to his teammates.
And he beat them down the floor.
Irvin down the right arc to the baseline, gets around Thelwell, reverse layup try, missed it.
Oh, wow.
But a follow-up one-hand slam by Tansmore, and that was pretty right there.
It was. And again, not much production in the paint, but they produced on that one, Chuck.
Morehead State, by the way, has 9 turnovers.
Yeah, that's one of the things you'd like to see improved upon.
But leads 47-19. Lathan nearly has his pocket picked by Eddington. He'll come free throw line, high left. Thelwell. Drew plays it down one time and back out straight away. Lathan around for a three. Side of the rim, no. Rebound, right block. Mason Brown for St. Mary. 109 to go in the half. Back to Irvin. Toward the right hash he comes. Front court. Thelwell guards him. Morehead man-to-man. He'll curl left up top. Wide left. Burdick down the near side to Brown. He'll swing it back out front on the dribble. High right, and then he feeds it to Tansmore. who tipped it away actually from Irvin out of bounds. Turnover, St. Mary's, and that's number six on them.
Yeah, and less than a minute to go, just 55 seconds to go in the half. So
Lathan inbounding to Drew Thelwell. Drew down central across the line on Irvin. Wide right, back to his left, up top, and now to the near side, Minix, and the Thelwell to the far side. Lathan driving against that 2-3 zone. Reverse layup try on the scoop, missed it. Offensive rebound, Miles back to the cutting. Minix, what a tomahawk! Riley Minix continues to pour it on. Inside 30 seconds to go in the half. Morehead up 49-19. Irvin curls left, back to the right side. Three ball put up by Burdick. Missed it. Right at the lane, the rebound. Miles clears it off to Jordan Lathan.
Morehead will likely hold for the last shot here as we have 12 seconds to go.
By the way, Minix with 15 points. Lathan at the far hash. Back out to Thelwell. 6 seconds to go. Drew, head of the key, near side, Minix. Catch and shoot. Three. Swish! Now he's got 18 points. And the half ends.
With 52-19 Morehead State as we head to the break.
Yeah. Good half for Morehead State as they look for win number six in a row. We're at LST Johnson Arena. I'm Chuck Mraz with Drew Barnett. As Drew just said, Morehead State leads St. Mary in the Woods College 52-19. Coming back with our halftime report here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has a new, better flavor. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good, but we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test. Starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best zero sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio. TicketSmarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the TicketSmarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think TicketSmarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
Back to Johnson Arena. We're at the half where Morehead State is all over St. Mary of the Woods College, 52-19. And if you just joined us, I do, in all fairness, need to point out again that the Pomeroys, without four of their starters who they left home for some reason or another, and also a couple of key reserves, so they're playing very shorthanded. One of the guys they did not bring with them was SIU Edwardsville transfer Kobe Barnes, who leads them with 23 points a game, also over 8 rebounds a contest. So basically they're playing with their bench and the end of their bench.
Yeah. And it is a little bit unfortunate because, as we said at the start, Chuck, they've been competitive against some pretty good teams this year, including some D1 teams. So, you know, but again, really shorthanded tonight.
Well, let's go ahead and take a look at the statistics, and we'll go by the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. First of all, for St. Mary of the Woods, being led in the first half by Damaris Merriweather. He tops them with 6 points. From there, you go down to Malik Tansmore with 5. 3 points for Mason Brown, 2 points each for Tariq Dixon and Greg Jenkins, 1 point for Braden Eddington. No other St. Mary of the Woods College player scored. Pomeroy, 7 of 35 from the field, 20%, 3 of 15 outside the arc, 2 of 6 at the line. Out-rebounded by Morehead State, 34 to 14. They have 3 assists, 7 turnovers, 4 steals, 1 block shot. On the flip side for Morehead State, Riley Minix leads all scorers in this ball game with 18 points. That's over a point above his normal per-game average of 16.8. Minix with 18 from there. No other player in double figures for Morehead State. You drop down to Khalil Thomas with 8. 6 points for Jerome Morton. 6 more for Jordan Lathan. 5 points for George Marshall off the bench. 3 points, Drew Thelwell. 2 points each, Deontay Miles, Eddie Ricks, and Zach Iemi. Morehead State, 20 of 39 from the field, 51.3%. 8 of 19 outside the arc. Just about 42%, 4 of 6 at the line again. Out rebounding, St. Mary's 34 to 14. Morehead State with 13 offensive rebounds. Jordan Lathan leads MSU with 8 boards. Miles has 7. The Eagles have passed out 14 assists in the contest, 9 turnovers, 2 steals, and 8 blocked shots so far. We're at the half at Johnson Arena. Morehead State 52, St. Mary of the Woods 19. I'm Chuck Mraz with Drew Barnett, coming back with our MSU Today report here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
This is Gene Porter
and Julia Porter
of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas
and a joyous New Year.
Please remember the reason for the season and enjoy your time with your family and friends.
We are the Porter Group Insurance Agency. You can reach us at 606-780-1387 for an appointment. Spanish-speaking services also available. Find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
This is Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill, joined by Jennifer Clark, Program Director of Diagnostic Medical Sonography at Morehead State University. Thank you, Jennifer, so much for being here.
Thank you so much for allowing me to be.
We're here to talk about a new concentration in the sonography program, and that is vascular sonography. Can you tell us how this is different from what we've been doing?
Absolutely. So our new vascular concentration is going to begin in August 2024, so next fall, and we are so excited to open this for students. So what's going to happen? Students will now have a choice of two different options that we have in sonography. They can choose the abdomen OBGYN route or the abdomen vascular route, and this is going to allow them to be either vascular credentialed sonographers and abdomen credentialed sonographers or OBGYN. It just gives them one more option.
Okay, and what are they looking for when they're doing this kind of imagery for vascular sonography?
So for vascular studies, what they're looking for are blood clots, aneurysms, strokes, fistulas, stenosis, the list goes on.
Okay, and what is the need like when you're talking about those types of ailments and having
sonographers who can identify these things.
So the need right now is outstanding. In Kentucky alone, there are over 125 vacancies for vascular sonographers. So that, again, that's a great need. And we are really trying to help fill the need and meet those demands.
Okay, and is it any different when you look at Rowan County, Eastern Kentucky, Central Kentucky? Are these students going to be filling that need in these communities?
Absolutely. So the nice thing about our local affiliates, they love multi-credentialed technologists, and that's what we produce because their needs are so great in all of their modalities. Our students can fill the needs in different modalities. Our students are baccalaureate-level imaging professionals, and they come out as radiographers and sonographers, so they do hold multiple credentials, and in this area, that's what our affiliates are looking for.
Okay, and in the last few moments that we have, can you just kind of map out what the experience will be for students at MSU from applying all the way up to the big question, how much will they make when they graduate?
Absolutely. So we have a 13-month sonography program here, and if students are interested, they can go onto our DMS website at Morehead State University, and they can look at our program effectiveness data, they can look at our curriculum map, and they can also find our online application.
Jennifer, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for allowing me to come, and if anyone has any questions, they can always reach out to us in the imaging department.
This has been Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill with our guest, Jennifer Clark. Morehead State Today is a production of Morehead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY, Morehead State Public Radio.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena. We're getting ready for the second half. Morehead State well on top of St. Mary of the Woods College, 52-19. I'm Chuck Mraz, along with Drew Barnett. MSU looking to extend its five-game winning streak, halfway home to that. Then they'll have a couple of days off before they get back into action next Tuesday. And, of course, a much, much tougher challenge as they travel up to Bloomington to take on Big Ten foe Indiana before wrapping up the pre-Christmas schedule with a Thursday home game against Alice Lloyd College, which will be a noon start. Again, that's next Thursday. As for the MSU women, they fell yesterday at Louisville by a score of 74-48. They're back in action at Johnson Arena on Monday at 2 o'clock. Tom Lewis with the broadcast. I hope Wes Holland will be able to make it, but that game will start at 1:45 in pregame anyway, and against the law firm of Davis and Elkins.
Yeah.
I hope they bring more than just two players.
Right. That game, a makeup game.
Yeah.
Right. So, We've instituted, or Chuck's trying to institute, a no whistle rule here in the second half with the referees.
And a running clock.
Right. And our good friend Tom Lewis has pointed out these new headsets look like we have Christmas bows on our heads. So.
Yeah, they've got like tape on the top. Yours has got yellow and mine's got red. I mean, it's not even green. It's not even Christmas colors.
Right, yeah. So,
well, 52-19. Morehead State leads St. Mary of the Woods College. Heading back into our second half. We're starting our second half in just a moment here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Go-To Solutions in Line X of Morehead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with Value Guard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions in Line X of Morehead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Morehead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go to Solutions and Line X of Morehead wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas.
To 19, Morehead State on top of St. Mary of the Woods College. Pomeroy sending out Sampson, Merriweather, Jenkins, Welly, and Dixon for Morehead State. It will be Miles, Thomas, Thelwell, Minix, who already has 18 points. And are we going to just play four? Maybe that would make it fairer. Right, I don't know. Lathan's coming off the bench now. He'll come out there. I know these guys have it tough talking about St. Mary's. They're playing really shorthanded without four starters.
Yeah, they are. The Pomeroys, he does listen sometimes. Our friend Ken Pomeroy, if you know KenPom.com. So if you're listening, this is your team.
That's right. Named in your honor.
Yes.
Dixon inbounds midcourt, near side. Backcourt to Jenkins. Jenkins up on Thomas. Right to left coming out front, Dixon. They run the weave to Merriweather. Wide right back to Jenkins on Thelwell. Right corner, Dixon fakes on Lathan. Can't get him in the air. He'll back out, shoot the three. Side of the rim, no. Left baseline rebound, Thomas to Thelwell up the right sideline. Drew to the offensive end, coming into our left. Pass tip, Thomas has it. Right corner, Lathan. Set shot, three, got it. And Lathan now with 9 points in the lead to 55-19. Jenkins rotates out front, left of the lane off to Sampson. Bounce down low off the leg of Merriweather. He'll have to dribble to the near side of the lane. Trapped there. High right, Sampson. Back out to the logo, and Jenkins works around Thomas toward the left elbow. Jump and shoot from there and miss. Sampson the rebound. Puts back from about five out off the glass and in.
Yeah, and sort of getting lazy there, but an offensive rebound and putback. I don't think that we saw that at all in the first half.
It's hard not to with a real big lead like this.
Right,
they're in a 2-3 zone, by the way, talking about St. Mary's. Thelwell around to the left arc, and Thomas whips it back out to Drew to the right, and Lathan. Straight away, Thelwell. Back to Lathan, tries to angle in. 13 to shoot to Thelwell. Between the circles, right hash Lathan, 10 to shoot. He'll curl left off the Minix screen, wide left Thelwell. Catch and shoot three. Bottom of the iron, no. Floor rebound of the paint. Welly for St. Mary's to Jenkins. Jenkins left to right across the timeline to the offensive end. Stops wide left on Minix. Kicks it to the near side to Merriweather. Crosses to his left into the far side. Dixon. Catch off the screen to the far side. Sampson. Right handed long three. Nope.
Yeah.
And the rebound to Minix of Morehead State.
Decent ball movement there by St. Mary's to get a good look, but just Lathan couldn't hit it.
Lathan on the drive, missed the shot, but the put back off the window and in by Deontay Miles. He's got four.
Yeah, just 4 points for Miles. Despite having a huge size advantage in the post, just 4 points for him.
57-21 Morehead. Left of the lane, Welly on Minix. They bang as he fights his way to the lane. Spins to his left, fires the shot with the left hand off the glass and a miss. And a rebound, Miles, Morehead State to Thelwell. Drew across the timeline. Works it high left and down the wing a ways. Bounce toward the left block. Coming forward, Miles. Miles on Welly. Tries to pound his way in there. Turns left. Comes to the baseline. Layup. Miss. Rebound. St. Mary's. Sampson has it. He goes down to the deck. So does Miles, and what do we have here? I think a foul on Miles.
Yeah, it looks like that. So
second on Deontay, first of the half on the Eagles.
And they were either going to call a travel because he did fall down with the ball, but I guess they said he was helped on his way down.
Yeah, by Miles. So a little bit of a hip check there.
Yeah.
57-21, Morehead State.
Preston didn't seem to care too much.
No. St. Mary of the Woods College with the basketball. Jenkins out front, works the dribble, left side, Sampson. He'll angle in on Miles. Jump feed right side at the arc, Merriweather. Right angle drive, tipped from behind by Miles, stolen by Fellwell. Drew down the floor. Thomas, reverse layup, score it. He's got 10. He's been in double figures now, four straight games. 59-29, or rather 21, Morehead State. At the left wing, Jenkins. He'll split two defenders, come baseline, 15-foot jumper, in and out, no. Minix taps the rebound right back to Jenkins. The runner from 10, bottom of the iron, no. Sampson, offensive rebound, putback try. And I think we've got a foul before he tried that second shot. Should be on the floor, or what do we have here? May have stepped out of bounds.
Yeah, I must have missed. It's a turnover. Yeah, I guess they're going to say he stepped out of bounds.
Yep, 8 for St. Mary of the Woods College. 59-21, Morehead State. Thomas across the line. Right hash, Lathan holding, looking, back out to Thomas around the left. Fellwell, he'll angle in. Right of the lane, Minix. Puts up the five-footer as he moves left inside the lane and scores it.
Yeah, the lead up to 40 now with 16.5 minutes to go.
Minix with 20 points in the contest to lead all scores. Dixon has it out front, drives right of the lane to the near corner, Sampson, a bounce to his left, high right, Merriweather, he'll move in, jump and shoot from 17 and can it.
Yeah, good-looking shot there by Manning.
He's got 8, 61-23. Morehead State with the lead in the ball. Thomas, right hash, Lathan back out to Fellwell. Around the left arc, Thomas coming for it, Fellwell, he'll turn right, come top of the key, back to the near side, Lathan open, he'll shoot the three, back of the rim, no, rebound tapped in the air, Miles had it for a moment, lost it, slapped out by Thomas, saved from going over and back by Fellwell, who slides out of bounds with it at the midcourt line, at the far sideline, and Morehead State turns it over, and that's our first media timeout of the second half. 15:50 left to play in this ball game at LST Johnson Arena. It's Morehead State 61, St. Mary of the Woods College 23. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Home is the very best thing about the holidays at Furniture World Superstore. Spread some joy here, spruce things up there. Save a whole lot of money on beautiful furniture that adds sparkle in every room and comfortable mattresses. Plus no interest for up to 2 years. See store for details. Happy holidays from Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Morehead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Morehead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmorehead.com to plan your trip.
to 23, Morehead State with the lead with 15:50 remaining in this game. Morehead State playing St. Mary of the Woods College. MSU shooting 43% to 18% for the Pomeroys. Rebounding right now is 39-19 Morehead. Turnovers, as we check that number, 11-9 MSU. Eagles have George Marshall in the ballgame, joining Minix, Thelwell, Miles, and Thomas.
Yeah.
And looks like we got Sampson, Merriweather, Dixon, Welly, and Jenkins on the floor for St. Mary's. Merriweather down the right arc, leaves it there for Dixon. He'll swing it back out front, left to the lane, turn, jump pass high right. Merriweather on Thelwell, drives left to the lane, knocked away by Thomas. Thelwell has it, possible four on one to Thomas in the hole. Oh, a tomahawk jam. Count it, he's fouled. Sampson got him on the arm as he followed through.
Yeah, I thought they were going to call him for traveling there, but no, they didn't. They called him for the foul on the transition dunk, so lead back out to 40 and a chance for it to go to 41.
Burdick, along with Tansmore, checking in for St. Mary of the Woods. And Thomas, line left, trying to finish off the old-fashioned three-point play. He's 8 of 10 at the line this season. This will be his first trip to the stripe. He has 12 points for the contest. Make it 13 as he knocks down the charity toss. 64-23, MSU. Jenkins works between the circles with a dribble. Left to right behind him, Merriweather. Bounce high right, leaves it for Dixon. Dixon turning left on Thomas. High left, Jenkins moves in free throw line. Back behind him, Tansmore. Wide left, Dixon. Dixon, 26 feet out, fakes and looks, and back to Merriweather. Angling left of the lane, ball stripped away by Thelwell on a steal. Drew through traffic, down central, stops top of the key, near corner, wide open, Marshall, the three, got it!
And a nice job shot there by George Marshall. He's had a good game.
8 points.
Yeah.
67-23, the assist to Thelwell. Tansmore has a pass out at the logo at the other end, go off his chest, but he retrieves it. Goes high right to Jenkins, trying to go one-on-one with Thomas, picks up the dribble, right elbow, near corner. Merriweather puts up a three. That won't go down the drain. Baseline left, the rebound, Deontay Miles for MSU to Thomas to Thelwell. Right to left come the Eagles. Thelwell out at the logo, just to the right of it. Turns to the right, lost the dribble, took some contact, left side, catch and shoot three for Thomas, swish.
And it is now 70-23. St. Mary's on offense has gone into a weave, which can be very hard to defend, although Morehead State not having any trouble doing it.
Thomas was 16 at the other end, trying to answer him. Doing it with a three is Dixon from the top of the circle. Dixon now with five. 70-26, Morehead State. Still 14:02 left to go. Thelwell off the Minnick screen, rolls to the right, high right, stops straight away. Miles. Left to right, Thomas coming around for a three straight away. Clanks it off the rim, no. Rebound slap long. With it, Burdick down the floor, snowboarding. Jenkins off his hand, saves it in. Straight away, Dixon another three. Rims off, no. Thelwell the rebound, all the way down the floor. Wide open, Minnick's. Riley, baseline right, fakes and lays it home.
And Chuck, it's just turned into a little bit of the playground here these last few possessions for both teams.
22 for Minnick's. 72-26 MSU. Both teams about to make changes. Left side, Tansmore trying to angle in on Minnick's, can't do it. Back out to Dixon over Thelwell, a three. Side of the rim, left, missing. And Miles aboard for MSU. Back to the trailing Marshall. Up the right sideline comes George to the offensive end. And
it's just fouled for no reason.
Right by Merriweather with his second and the second of the half. On St. Mary of the Woods College with 13:12 left to go. That allows both teams to make the changes.
It almost seemed like he fouled him literally at midcourt just so both teams could make their changes.
Morton, Lathan, Ricks, Iemi, and let's see, we need one more. Marshall out there for MSU. Yeah, Marshall inbounding right hash, offensive end. Drops it into Lathan right there. Eddington on him. Man-to-man they are now. Left elbow, Ricks controls. Ricks backs it up on the dribble. High right to Lathan. He'll curl left off the screen for Miami. Far side, wide open. Morton for three. Heel of the iron, no. Free throw line rebound, though. Marshall back out straight away. Lathan, he'll fake. He'll drive. Bounce baseline right. Miami tries to go up. Blocked away by Brown. Eddington has it for St. Mary's. Down the floor, Tansmore. One-on-one on Marshall. Lost the handle. Knocked away by Morton. Down the floor. Thrown to Lathan. He saves it in, but he does so right to Brown. Just going back and forth at the playground, as you said.
Yeah.
Far side, Eddington, left angle drive, jump feed right side. Tansmore, he'll angle in, drive, put it up from 10 on the fadeaway. No, left of the lane, the rebound, Ricks for Morehead State, ahead to Lathan. Lathan down low, here comes Iemi with the layup, off the glass and through, count it, he's fouled, he'll get a free throw.
Yeah.
And that foul goes on Tansmore, his first. The third on the Pomeroys. Iemi now with 4 points in the contest. Gets a free throw line left. Looks like Urban's out there. Also for St. Mary of the Woods College. Iemi takes a deep breath. He's 39% from the stripe for the season. First chance tonight, and he nails it. Attaboy, Zach.
Yeah, you like to see the free throws go in when he's taking it.
He's got 5 points. 75-26 MSU. Herman curls left. Bounce far side. Eddington. Baseline left. The Tansmore cutting. Bounces the ball off his foot, but also off of the foot of Ricks and out of bounds. And so they'll give it right back to the Pomeroy's. Baseline left for the inbound with 18 on the shot clock. Irvin looks far corner. Burdick down the baseline on a Yemi. Tries to bang into him. That's like banging into a wall.
Yeah.
He'll turn right, clear it back out behind him straight away to Irvin. 9 to shoot. Irvin left of the lane on Ricks. Fakes once, twice, straight away. Catch and shoot three for Burdick. Spins out, no. Right block rebound Marshall. Midcourt right sideline Ricks. Ricks alley-oops it inside to Ayemi. Fights to the goal, lays it up and in. Nice. 7 for Zach Ayemi. That's his career high at Morehead State.
Yeah, and that was a good job to gather that and finish it. 77-26 Morehead.
Right wing, Eddington. Eddington to Pete Rose.
Yes, it really is.
of St. Mary's. Yeah. Misses a short shot on an air ball. Morton tries to save it in. Throws it off of Eddington back out of bounds, and we have a media timeout. Morehead State will have the basketball when we return. Your score with 11:26 left to go in the ballgame at LSC Johnson Arena. Morehead State 77, St. Mary of the Woods College 26. I'm Chuck Mraz with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Morehead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
There's just something about home, especially around the holidays. Whether it's pulling in your driveway at the end of the day, being greeted by your dog or kids, or sitting with your family by the fireplace and the Christmas tree, there's no place like home. Thank you for helping make this region and the communities we serve home to us. Likewise, we hope that each time that you walk in the door of one of our locations and are greeted by familiar faces, that you too have a sense of home. Merry Christmas from the Hinton Mills team and our families. Your friends at home.
77-26, Morehead State leads St. Mary of the Woods College with 11:26 to go. We know it's late, but better late than never. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification here on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
Drew Barnett, this game has quickly evolved into a street ball game with the ball going back and forth down the floor, long passes and some wild passes. And as you mentioned, you don't want to get into any bad habits with Indiana looming early next week.
Right, and that's one of the dangers of playing a game like this. And I don't mean to insult St. Mary's of the Woods, but they are swinging way over their heads. And when you make passes like that and try plays like that and take shots like that and it's working, it won't work against a team other than them. It's not going to work against any D1 team.
Lathan offensive end leaves at the hash for Morton, coming back up the sideline. Returns it to Jerome down low. Ayemi for the layup. It's two off the glass for him. And he's got 9. 79-26, Irvin. Wide left, Tansmore. Circles right, comes down the lane. Puts it up over Ayemi with the left hand and missed the short shot. Ricks the rebound. Morehead State comes up the near sideline to the front court. Back behind him, Lathan wide left. Lathan to his right off the screen from Thomas. Irvin all over him. He'll turn left, come back to the top of the key. to the right of the lane, far corner. Morton down the baseline. Jerome, and did he step out of bounds with it?
Yeah,
he did. And Morehead State, the 14th turnover.
Yeah, 14 turnovers, and a lot of, some were offensive fouls, but a lot of those have just been stepping on the baseline or the out-of-bounds line, not really forced.
From the far side toward the corner, backcourt, Burdick inbounds to Irvin, who comes up the near wing to the offensive end across the foul line. Back behind him at the logo, Tansmore down the right arc. Ball knocked away by Latham, nearly stolen from Eddington, but I think they got Jordan Latham with his second personal. They did on the reach-in.
Yeah.
So, and for MSU, foul.
Just number two.
Just number two of the half, yeah.
So on the floor, St. Mary's will inbound it about 10 feet from us.
With 22 to shoot, Burdick looks to put it in play to the running Irvin. Irvin down the left arc. Hands it there, Eddington. He'll circle up top. Come free throw line on Ricks. Look for the shot. Up and under he goes from 10. Missed everything. That air ball pulled down by Lathan for Moorhead. He'll drive it coast to coast with a right-hand scoop and a miss. In the paint, the board, Mason Brown, St. Mary's. Comes down the floor. Irvin wide left. Fakes on Thomas. Backs up. He'll fire a three. Spins off. No. Morton, this rebound, Morehead State. He'll do it himself to the timeline and across to the right of the emblem. Toward the far hash, Jerome Morton. He'll angle in. Near corner, wide open. Ricks for three. In and out, no. Iami taps the rebound to Morton at the free throw line. Back behind him, Latham. Jordan on the alley-oop to Ricks, who missed the tomahawk. Dunk try on the alley-oop. Somehow got his own rebound back to Iami. And now to Ricks, who is at the right baseline, and he lays it in.
Right. And again, sort of more theatrics.
Now from the lane, an air ball, seven-footer, put up and missed by Irvin. And we got a stoppage in play after a whistle as Minix and Thomas back in for Morehead State. By the way, Eddie Ricks now with 4 points. Had nine this past Sunday against Chattanooga. And Dixon's back in for St. Mary's along with Welly. St. Mary's will get the ball baseline left, with 23 on the shot clock. And that's Andre Irvin to inbound. Bounce left corner, Sampson, covered by Thomas, tries to get down the baseline, cut off, swings it back out to Irvin. Irvin on the drive on Latham, can't find anything, now backs it out, far side, whips it off to Dixon, drives by Ricks to the hole, got it back to Welly, who missed the layup. Rebound, Latham, down the floor, Morton, baseline left to the hole, tries to dunk it, missed it, but it's slammed down on the follow-up by Minix.
Yeah. He actually went up to dunk and got it blocked.
And now from the other side, a three ball put up and missed by Dixon. Latham, another board for Morehead State. He gets tangled up with Welly and a foul, I think, on Welly.
Yeah.
Yep. Blake Welly with his third. And that's number four on the Pomeroys. 83-26. By the way, Riley Minix has 24 points.
Yeah.
Latham out. Let's see, MSU's lineup.
He had 11 of them in about the first 5 minutes.
Let's see, Brown back in for Dixon. So MSU has Thomas, Felwell, Minix, Ricks, and Marshall out there now. 83-26, Morehead State with 9:13 to go. Felwell unopposed, jogs it across the timeline, left of the logo. Bounce out top, Minix right back behind him, left to right, Felwell. Drew on the move, down the paint, comes in with a left-hand shot, blocked by Sampson, saves it in, but right out it goes to Irvin. Irvin to the right arc, offensive end, backs up, shoots a three and misses it. Left block rebound, Minix knocks it off the floor to himself and comes the other way to Ricks. Ricks angles in, takes it to the hole, puts it off the window and in, whistle foul on Brown, give him the hoop, and give him the harm, he'll get a free throw.
Yeah.
And a possible three-point play.
So,
and Mason Brown's second foul.
Warren State with a chance to extend their lead to 60.
6 points for Ricks as he has his first free throw chance of the evening coming up. Eddie at the line this year, 67%. 85-26, Morehead State on top with 8:47 to go. That foul, by the way, number four on St. Mary's as the free throw by Ricks is good. Irvin, left angle drive, takes it all the way down with a scoop and score.
Yeah.
His first 2 points.
Right, just really alert. Morehead State really didn't get their defense set up. He just drove the basket and laid it in.
Felwell the other way. Left hash, Thomas. Coming up top board, Minix. Right to left board, high right, Ricks. Ricks penetrates the paint. Dumped down low, baseline right, Minix knocked away by Welly out of bounds. 15 to shoot, Morehead State with the inbound. Eddie Ricks will play it in. Ricks floats it out toward the top of the key. Fellwell, 13 to shoot. Rolls it to the right block. Minix triple teamed. One-hander, side of the rim, no. Got his own rebound. Comes to the left block. Fades and fires at the baseline. Blocked by Sampson. Caught out of bounds by Minix. So it's St. Mary's basketball going the other way. 94 feet. Miles will check in. Minix will get a well-deserved breather.
Yeah.
Minix with 24 points, 10 rebounds, now has four double-doubles on the season. 86-28. Morehead State with a big lead with 8:04 to go. Irvin runs to the top of the key, to the right of the lane, into Miles. What a size mismatch there. Yeah. Kick out far side to Sampson. Down the left wing, Brown. Brown lost a handle on it. Out of bounds it goes in the corner. Unforced error. Turnover for St. Mary of the Woods. And that's number 12 on the Pomeroys, and it takes us to a media timeout. 7:53 to go on this barn burner at Johnson Arena.
Yeah.
Your score, Morehead State 86, St. Mary of the Woods College 28. I'm Chuck Mraz with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Your holiday grocery shopping just got easier this week with the low prices you'll find at Allen's IGA in Moorhead. Our family USDA spiral sliced half ham is specially priced for only $2.49 a pound. Bob Evans family pack sides are just $4.49. Sara Lee classic cherry or strawberry cheesecake is only $5. And Bed's original ready rice is just $3. Everyone at Allen's IGA would like to wish you a happy holiday season. IGA.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you've got a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Well, Morehead State up on top of St. Mary of the Woods College very comfortably, 86-28 with 7:53 left to go. St. Mary of the Woods, 11 of 58 from the field, 19%, 4 of 24 outside the arc, 2 of 6 at the line. Morehead State, 34 of 67 from the field, nearly 51%, 11 of 26 for a three-point land, 7 of 9 at the line. Out-rebounding, get this number, Drew. Out-rebounding the Pomeroys 58-22. Morehead State with 22 offensive boards.
We have 30 more rebounds than they have points. Just not an evenly matched game tonight.
And that's by the numbers, courtesy of Whitaker Bank. Fellwell across the line and left. Far sideline, Marshall. He swings out front, back to the far side. Fellwell loops a pass down low. Miles catches in a double team. Tries to fight to the hole where he gets tied up by Sampson and Welly, and they're going to call a jump ball possession light to St. Mary's. Miles brought that ball down by his waist and allowed the two smaller players to tie him up.
Miles is 7'4", but when he bends over, he can still be tied up.
Dixon driving on Ricks, kick out near side. Sampson for a three, off the glass, off the rim, no. Rebound tap, left block, Welly clears it to the near side, stolen though by Ricks. Rick's got in the passing lane. He'll come the other way toward the left side. Out to Fellwell, high right, catch and shoot three. Thomas swish. And Thomas continues to put it in the hole in this ball game. 15 points in this contest for him.
Got to say, we haven't seen Brady Dingus or some of the other guys deep on the bench. I think it's time.
Yeah, it's 89-28.
Yeah.
The Eagles comfortably in front. Right arc, Sampson for St. Mary's. Pass inside, batted back out of bounds at the near sideline by Miles. He's trying to get that ball down low, I think, to Welly, who's at the block, guarded by Fellwell. And Lathan comes in for Thomas. I think I said 15 for Thomas. Khalil actually with 19 points. Excuse me. 7 of 10 from the field. 4 of 7 outside the arc. Toward the near corner, 11 to shoot. Irvin inbounds at the near wing to Sampson. Coming up the sideline to the hash and taking it. Irvin driving on Lathan to the block to the baseline. Feeds up a wild shot with the left hand. Off the glass, though, and it goes. He's got 4. 89 to 30. Far side Marshall, one bounce and back out to Lathan. In the offensive end, he'll work out front with a dribble on Irvin. Drives to the right block, goes to the hole, contact with a foul. Irvin trying to draw the charge, instead gets a blocking foul.
Yeah,
and for Andre Irvin, his second personal.
6 on St. Mary's, and it is on the floor. No, they're going to give him free throws, my mistake.
Jordan Lathan will be line left. Lathan has not shot a free throw in this contest. For Lathan, 9 points. Thus far, 53% at the line. 2 shots. First one spins off the back of the rim. No good.
Yeah, and like some other guys on the team, an area of his game that you would like to see improve is the free throw shooting.
Morehead State is a team about 68% from the line. Second free throw up, and this one's good. 10 points for Lathan. Miles out. Let's see. MSU has Marshall, Lathan, Ayemi now, who's just come in, Ricks, and Jerome Morton. Urban to the right of that big eagle head emblem.
Yeah.
Comes to his left, high left, leaves it behind him, Burdick. He tries to penetrate and can't do it. Moves in free throw line, cut off by Ayemi. Bounds inside the lane. Welly turns on Ricks, puts it up, blocked by Eddie. Ball tapped by Marshall, back to Ricks. Ricks up the right sideline, does it himself to the offensive end. Pass down low, tipped away, out of bounds by Welly, who nearly had the steal.
There's been some careless passes here in the second half, and you know, we've mentioned it before, you hope we're a little more sharp for the next game.
Which is Indiana, as we talked about.
Yeah.
Baseline right, 24 to shoot. Inbounding, Ricks out toward the free throw line. Lathan goes to the right elbow. Bounce far block, Ayemi turns left, turns. Left-hand five-footer, yes, sir.
Zach Ayemi having a good game.
11 points for Zach. 92-30, Morehead State. Now we got a foul at the other end as Irvin ran into Marshall. George with his first personal. And for Morehead State, only foul number 3. 24 on the shot clock, 5:49 left to go in the game. Sampson right sideline, offensive and inbound for the Pomeroys. Out between the circles to the running Irvin. He'll head left with it, leaves it there for Brown. He'll circle back out front to the left hash and Irvin. Irvin on Morton. Cuts right, gets tied up as he tries to get inside the paint. And a foul on Morehead State. And I think it's Marshall again.
Yeah, just the 4th on Morehead State with 5:40 to go in the game.
So give George, a 6'3" sophomore from Jackson, Mississippi, his second personal. 4 on MSU, as Drew mentioned. Left hash inbound. Sampson with 20 on the shot clock as they reset it. Inbound tip, but toward the left sideline at the timeline. Irvin has it. For St. Mary's, he'll drive right baseline, go to the corner, Brown, catch and shoot 3, missed it. Baseline left, Ricks high in the air, pulls down the board for Morehead State, long clear down the right sideline, Lathan. Lathan to the hole, tries to get it off to Morton, knocked away out of bounds by Brown, who hustled back on defense.
Yeah.
5:24 left to go, Morehead State with 24 to shoot, baseline right on the inbound. Marshall inbounds, high right to Ayemi toward the free throw line. Morton down low, baseline left. Ricks puts up a shot. No tap by Ricks, and that doesn't go.
Yeah. Good defense by St. Mary's in the paint.
I think that was actually Ayemi with that last tap try.
Yeah.
Brown out front, works the dribble, wide left, Irvin. 20 on the shot clock, 5:06 to play. He'll turn right, have a screen, didn't use it. Far side Brown, Brown on Morton. Down the wing, Irvin. Irvin at the far side, angles in, turns to his left, fades and fires from 12. Left it short. Rebound kicks long off the hardwood to Marshall. Marshall straight away. The long three spins out of the cylinder. No good. Inside the paint, the rebound. Brown up the left sideline, midcourt to Irvin. Back behind him, Brown from about 30 in an air ball.
Went about
28. Sails out of bounds at the goal standard. And it's Morehead State basketball. Yeah, 30-footer that went 28.
Yeah.
Drew Thelwell checks in for Jordan Lathan for MSU. Morehead State will have the basketball coming the other way with 4:37 to go. Right to left down central comes Drew Thelwell. Thelwell off the screen for Miami, left to the lane. Spins it back out high right. Ricks open, sets his feet, shoots a three and drills it. 10 points now for Eddie. 95-30 Morehead State. Urban left of the lane. Fires it to the far side. Brown on the angle drive. Comes in the lane. Missed on the air ball from about three. Pulled down by Ayemi to Thelwell. Near wing Ricks out to Thelwell. Up top, Drew Thelwell plays it down. Works off the screen from Ayemi. Drives the lane. Got to the hole. Scoop and score. Five for Drew. They cleared the lane and he had the basket all to himself.
Right.
97-30 Morehead State. Irvin dances out top. Far side Burdick. Looking. Back up the sideline, Eddington. Eddington curls around Morton, drives to the paint. Gets trapped there, bounce out to the near side. Brown fires it back out between the circles. Irvin drives on Ricks, got to the hole, put up a shot and in, but it won't count. He was fouled on the floor before the shot. I think it's Ricks.
And we go to the final media timeout. 3:31 to go, 97-30 Morehead State.
Third foul on Ricks, by the way, and number five on Morehead State takes us to that media timeout. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Morehead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Morehead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling, gatewaycycles.com.
Morehead State up by 67, 97 to 30 with 3:31 remaining on the clock in this ballgame. I'm Chuck Moraz along with Drew Barnett here at LST Johnson Arena. Again, Morehead State has the weekend off. Back in action next Tuesday at Indiana. That will be a 6:30 contest. We're on the air at 6:15 with a pregame show.
Yeah. At St. Mary's of the Woods, you got to consider they're normally better than this. Again, an eight-man rotation, half of it not making the trip tonight. They've played some other D1 teams. They've not been blown out like this. Indiana State, who's really good, I mean, one of the better teams in the Missouri Valley, only beat them by 30. So.
Left corner coming around after the inbound. Burdick for a three. Rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound Lathan for Morehead State. Jordan down central across the timeline, slows it down, directing traffic between the circles. Left arc Morton. Morton on Eddington, left block extended. Ricks. Ricks on Brown. Spins to the baseline. Now they trap on him. High left Morton. Drone on the drive, kick near corner. Wide open Ricks for three. Bangs it home.
And it is 100 to 30.
Yep,
with 3 minutes to go.
Ricks with 13. Urban, high right, Brown coming around on the dribble, slips and falls out front on Ricks, gets the pass anyway off to Urban. Urban on the drive on Lathan, far corner, open for a triple. Brown missed it, right block rebound Sampson, turns five-footer, missed that shot, and the ball knocked away out of bounds on the rebound. They'll give it right back to St. Mary of the Woods College. Nope, they're going to give it to Morehead State.
Yeah.
2:43 left to go, Morehead State by 70, 100 to 30. Lathan will work the point for Morehead State. Now Marshall out for it. Wide left Morton against that 2-3 zone to Marshall. Right side Lathan. Kick to Marshall. To the left side Morton. He'll drive into traffic. Put it up from three. In and out. No, he hits the deck, but no call there. Eddington the rebound for St. Mary of the Woods. Ahead to Brown at the left hash. Bounce far corner. Urban. Urban gets inside. to Sampson, who tries the left, missed the shot, but drew the foul. He'll get two free throws. That foul goes on Jerome Morton. And for the Winchester, Kentucky native number two, Morehead State with foul number six comes with 2:17 remaining. And Sampson is line right. Dakota Sampson, a 6'8 junior from Mineral Wells, West Virginia. Two shots, first one on the way, off the glass, spins out, no good. Thought that might go down for him.
Yeah, it looked like it. It was off the glass, which you typically don't see in a free throw, but it was right off the square.
Second one up, too strong again, in and out, Morehead State getting a rebound from Jordan Latham. He'll bring it across the line, leave it toward the left hash, Marshall. He'll turn right, come out front, back to Latham at the left wing. And out it goes to Marshall against the 2-3. Right hash Morton out to Marshall. 15 to shoot. To Latham. Drives the paint. Far corner, Morton. A left-handed three. Side of the rim, no. Right block rebound, Niami. They reset to Marshall. To the near side, Ricks. Ricks baseline left. Cross court, far corner. Open Morton for another three. Air balls. He clears everything.
Yeah.
And taken down by Burdick. Burdick the other way for St. Mary's. Jump feed, far sideline. Brown had a screen, didn't use it. Gives it to Sampson at the wing and out to Brown, high left. Between the circles, Irvin with 1:33 left to go, 18 to shoot. He'll drive left elbow to the block to the baseline. Jump feed, far corner, Brown. He'll shoot the three. It'll rattle and go. Mason Brown now doubles his point total. He's got six.
That was a good
100-33,
set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Latham walks it across the line with 1:12 to play. Left wing Morton, left of the lane Ricks, out to Latham, far side Marshall for a triple. It spins out, Right of the lane, the rebound, Sampson. To Irvin, St. Mary's coming the other way. Irvin falls down, somehow came up with a basketball, and a timeout taken by St. Mary's as Marshall was coming over hunting for that loose basketball for Morehead State.
Yeah.
And we have a timeout on the floor. This is a full timeout. We need one.
This is the floating timeout.
It's a floating, yeah, it's a full timeout. So we'll step aside with 59.9 seconds to go in this game at Johnson Arena. Morehead State 100, St. Mary of the Woods College 33. I'm Chuck Mraz with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Hardy's newest handcrafted recipe, candied bacon, coated with caramelized brown sugar and a hint of pepper. Try it on a made-from-scratch breakfast biscuit with egg and cheese, or with charbroiled Angus beef on a signature Frisco burger, or as its own salty sweet snack pack. Any time of day, candied bacon brings savory sweetness to all your favorite things. At Hardy's, goodness in the making. For a limited time at participating restaurants, exclusions may apply by time of day.
This is Gene Porter
and Julia Porter
of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas
and a joyous New Year.
Please remember the reason for the season and enjoy your time with your family and friends.
We are the Porter Group Insurance Agency. You can reach us at 606-780-1387 for an appointment. Spanish-speaking services also available. Find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
.9 seconds to play at Johnson Arena. Morehead State routing St. Mary of the Woods College 100-33, and the Eagles sending out Marshall, Ricks, Morton, Niami, and Jordan Latham. St. Mary's has the ball after the timeout called. Left hash, Burdick will put the ball in play, offensive end. Goes backcourt to Irvin. Andre Irvin has the ball ricochet off his left hand. Now picks it up and comes the other way on Marshall down the right arc. Eddington behind him takes the pass. Eddington spins back out front on Latham. Morehead man-to-man. Cross-court right side. Brown catch and shoot three over Morton. Side of the rim, nope. Baseline left the rebound. Morehead State's George Marshall to Latham with 38 seconds to go.
And let's see if Morehead State even runs anything. They might just run it down and take the shot clock violation.
Latham at the right hash. Right angle drive to the lane to the left block. 14 to shoot. Backing Eddington down, comes baseline left, lays it up and in. There's your answer.
Yeah, so they ran it. The clock's still running. It was supposed to stop, but no one really minds, I don't think.
Latham with 12, 102 to 33, Morehead State. 10 seconds to go, and Morehead State backing off on defense. Irvin just dribbling out the rest of the clock between the circles and right for St. Mary of the Woods College. And there it is, the final horn in Morehead State with win number six in a row. The Eagles roll to an impressive 102-33 victory over St. Mary of the Woods College here at Johnson Arena. For Drew Barnett, I'm Chuck Morales. Stay tuned. Post-game report coming up here on the Eagles Sports Network.
Hey, honey, can we talk?
Of course. What's up?
Well, I just thought you should know. I've been curious about the new Dr. Pepper strawberries and cream.
Have you felt this way a long time?
No, I just think I'd really like the taste of Dr. Pepper, swirled with layers of flavor.
If you feel that way, I think you should try it, babe.
It's amazing. I mean, you're amazing, too.
New Dr. Pepper strawberries and cream. The new flavor you deserve.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
Well, an easy one tonight here at Johnson Arena for Morehead State. St. Mary of the Woods College coming into Johnson Arena shorthanded, leaving four of its starters at home and a couple of its top reserves, and the rest of the bench no match for the Eagles of MSU as MSU rolls to a 102-33 victory over St. Mary of the Woods College. Drew, there really isn't much you can say about this one.
Yeah.
I mean, it was over almost before it started.
It really was, and it went about what you would expect. St. Mary's of the Woods, and we've said this, a better team than what they showed tonight. They were without a lot of their key pieces, including their best player. And they've played some other D1 schools, and Indiana State in particular is a really good team, a likely NCAA tournament team, and they weren't blown out like this. It wasn't even close.
No, and you can only imagine what the game might have been like had those four starters for the Pomeroys been here in this contest. It would have been closer and much more competitive, we have no doubt. I still think Morehead State would have won the game, but it would have been a much better game to watch, if nothing else.
Yeah.
Attendance here at Johnson Arena tonight, 1,175 saw this contest. Morehead State now winners of six straight. Improves to 8-3 overall, and at home, 6-0. They've now won 11 straight on their home floor. As for St. Mary of the Woods, their two-game winning streak goes by the boards. They are now 6-4 overall on the season. Morehead State again wins it, 102-33. The Eagles led at halftime, 52-19, and then outscored St. Mary of the Woods College 50-14 in the second half. Again, the final 102-33. I'm Chuck Mraz with Drew Barnett. We'll take a look at the stats for this contest. in just a moment here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead, is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hotheads Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app.
Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowan County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Welcome back, Johnson Arena, and the final score, 102-33, Moorhead State over St. Mary of the Woods College. We'll go ahead and look at the numbers right now presented by Whitaker Bank. First of all, for St. Mary of the Woods, no player hit double figures. The top scorer was Damaris Merriweather. He had 8. From there, you move down to Mason Brown with 6. 5 points apiece for Tariq Dixon and Malik Tansmore. 4 points, Andre Irvin. Then 2 each, Dakota Sampson and Greg Jenkins. 1 point for Braden Eddington. The Pomeroys, 13 of 70 from the field, 20%, 5 of 30 outside the arc, 2 of 8 from the free throw line. Out-rebounded by Moorhead, 68 to 28. They had 4 assists, 14 turnovers, 8 steals, 5 blocks. Flipping over to the Moorhead State ledger. 5 players in double figures. Riley Minix, a good night. 24 points to lead the way with a game high. Total right there. 19 points coming from Khalil Thomas. 13 points, Eddie Ricks. 12 points, Jordan Lathan. 11 points for Zach Iemi. A Moorhead State career high there for Zach. 8 points coming from George Marshall off the bench. 6 points for Jerome Morton. Drew Thelwell with 5. Deontay Miles with 4. Moorhead State 40 of 79 from the field. Fifth straight game at 50% better shooting. Tonight they were 51.3%, 14 of 31 from three-point land, 8 of 11 from the free throw line. Again, the rebounding battle to Moorhead, 68 to 28. Moorhead State with 24 offensive rebounds. Top rebounders, Lathan with 13, Miles with 11, Minix with 10. Moorhead State passing out 28 assists, 13 of those by Drew Thelwell, 16 turnovers, 7 steals in the game, and 11 block shots. Moorhead State wins it 102-33. We'll come back and talk to Moorhead State coach Preston Spradlin here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our 5 banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here, all in one unique place at Morehead State University. All to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here, ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena. Morehead State puts it on St. Mary of the Woods College by a final score of 102-33. MSU's now won six straight and improving to 8-3 overall on the year. We're joined by Morehead coach Preston Scradlin. Morehead, I'll tell you what, your ball club dominated from start to finish. I know St. Mary's was a little bit short tonight, but still overall a strong effort by your team.
Yeah, without question, and I think it's important to mention that. You know, they were without quite a few guys. Two of them didn't make the trip. I had a couple guys that warmed up and didn't play that are in their top top five. And so they're a significantly better team than what they were able to put on the floor here tonight. But the positive side for us, outside of obviously getting a win, was we continued to play to our standard. You know, you say, well, you're playing against a team that you know doesn't have a full deck and they're outmatched. And sometimes teams have a tendency at our level to get out of character and start, hunting for statistics and doing things that we don't work on. And I didn't think we did that tonight. I thought we shared the basketball. We played hard. We did a lot of really good things. And because of that, we were able to get a lot of valuable minutes for guys that otherwise don't get to play. And that's going to be extremely important for our team moving forward.
You played nine guys tonight. And the minutes overall were pretty balanced.
Yeah, they were. And again, just, incredibly valuable minutes. You know, George Marshall needs minutes, okay? Jerome Morton, Eddie Ricks, Zach, those guys really, really need all of those minutes because we really need them to be productive for us so that we can cut down on the minutes for our starters moving forward when we play in some other games. And so this was really important for us to be able to get those guys the experience they needed.
I don't know if you realize this, but Riley Minix had like 11 points in the first few minutes of the game. At one point, he was on pace for 100.
I did not realize that. I'm not mathletic enough to be able to do that, but I thought he played a great game as always. You know, another double-double, and we had three guys in double-figure rebounds and should have had 10. You know, if Eddie's just so used to being the longest, most athletic guy on the court that he doesn't have these great box out habits just yet. Once he gets those, he'll be a 15 rebound game in a game like this type of guy for us. But we did some really good things for sure.
Well, defensively, you hold them to 20% shooting. Again, shorthanded team, but still 20% shooting, that's good defense.
Yeah, without question. And, we were able to turn them over 14 times. So I thought we just did a really good job of being in our gaps, really helping each other guard the basketball without over-helping, forcing tough shots. You know, we get 11 block shots. That's really good for us. And so we did a lot of really good things that are going to translate. Are they going to translate to quite these numbers? Probably not. But the habits we built and the things that we did that we've been working on the past couple of days going into this game, they got solidified here tonight, and the reps that those young guys got are really going to help us move forward.
Did you at any point tonight have to remind your guys, stay within yourselves, play the game that we have to play, play the way you've been taught to play, don't get outside yourself?
Well, we do anyway. I don't think there was ever a point where we had to do that. We're going to do it anyway. But to our guys' credit, they understood, and they knew exactly what we needed to do. And every game's important, there's no doubt about it, but these guys are hunting for something bigger, and they know that any rep that you go out there and any time that you get out of character and you don't look like a Morehead State player who's making the extra pass or competing or contesting shots or going to the offensive glass or sprinting your lanes, those non-negotiables that we have, that it's going to cost you, and it's going to be a vote towards building a bad habit, and we don't want to do that.
Well, you shot 40 of 79 from the field. That's over 51%, so the, I guess, fifth game in a row now that you shot better than 50% from the floor. But I also like the long-range shooting, 14 of 31. That's really been good the last three, four ball games.
Yeah, I mean, we could really shoot the ball. You know, we've got guys that are just shooting it. But, you know, we're taking the right ones because we're really sharing the basketball. We're running offense fast. We're looking for each other. This group's doing a really nice job of being able to come in a day before to get 2 days before and applying our offense to the other team's defense and doing a great job of executing. This is what's going to be open. These are the shots. These are the looks that are going to be available, whether it's ball screens, it's posts, it's whatever it is. They're doing a really nice job of executing those things on different games, you know, each and every night.
You don't play again till next Tuesday, so you have a few days to prepare for Indiana, which will obviously be a very tough ball game in Bloomington, but that extra time should be a benefit.
Yeah, without question. And so, you know, we're going to go tomorrow. We're going to watch this and put the film behind us, and we're going to get on the court and work on us. And then we'll be off on Saturday, and then we'll get a chance to come in here on Sunday and then Monday and really, you know, figure out exactly how much of that time on Sunday and certainly on Monday that we want to allocate to a really good Indiana team. And obviously there's a lot of things that we got to do really well, and so we're going to make sure we get that focus over the next couple days.
All right, pal, congratulations on win number 6 in a row.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks for coming over. Moorhead State coach Preston Spradlin, his team wins 102-33. The Eagles are now 8-3 on the year. By the way, those statistics earlier that I brought to you were by the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. Don't want to forget about that. We'll come back to wrap things up here from side court at Johnson Arena here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan, simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Your glass installed the right way.
Merry Christmas from Hinton Mills. To best serve you before and after the holiday closing, as always, we ask that you call at least 24 hours in advance for feed deliveries. Thanks so much for your continued support and for allowing us the opportunity to earn your business again this year. We appreciate you continuing to make Hinton Mills part of the unique story of your family farm. Best wishes from our team and families for a blessed Christmas full of faith, family, friends, and farming. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
And Moorhead State a winner tonight at home over St. Mary of the Woods College, 102-33. The Eagles winners of 6 straight, now 8-3 on the year. Time now to name our Moorhead State player of the game. And tonight we'll go with Riley Minix. Riley with a double-double, his fourth double-double of the season, 24 points. 10 rebounds, also had 3 steals and 3 assists and no turnovers in just about 24 minutes of play. So the 6'7", 230-pound graduate student from Vero Beach, Florida, is our MSU player of the game. Our next broadcast, that is, of Moorhead State basketball comes up on Monday. The MSU women at home at 2 p.m. to take on Davis and Elkins. Tom Lewis to bring you the pregame show starting at 1:45. And as always, special thanks to our engineer and producer back in the studio, Mr. Ian Corbin, for all the work he does. And also to my partner on this broadcast, Drew Barnett. I'm Chuck Mraz. Again, reminding you, final score from Johnson Arena in Moorhead, Kentucky. Moorhead State, 102. St. Mary of the Woods College, 33. So long, everybody, from the Eagle Sports Network.
You've been listening to Morehead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Tune in all season long for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.